This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Blessed, blessed afternoon. Blessed afternoon. You are here with Pastor Elizabeth Guma at the radio station of Cape Pulpit. It is a blessed Monday afternoon here at Radio Cape Pulpit. It is 12 o'clock, 1 minute past 12, Monday, the 25th of August, 2025. I trust and I believe that you are all blessed this morning. We are also blessed here at the Radio Cape station. I am here, as I've said to you, with my beautiful guest, a humble woman of God. Her name is Teacher Natalie. Teacher Natalie. And I want to give her an opportunity just to quickly introduce herself. She's going to get an opportunity just to quickly introduce herself, and then we will take it from there. But before I call upon our teacher Natalie to greet each and every listener, I just want to give a small word. I just wanted to give a quick word to the listeners. It is in the book of Johannes. Ek gaan dit in Afrikaans noem. Ek wil gou net 'n vinnige skrifgie in die boek van Johannes 14 vers 27 met u hulle lees. Hulle sê jy hoef nie bekommerd te wees nie. Ek los ook vir julle 'n geskenk wanneer ek weggaan. Ek los vir julle met vrede. Ek weet nie wie moet dit vanmôre hoor nie. Ek weet nie wie moet dit vanmiddag hoor nie. Maar Jesus Christus sê, ek moet vir julle sê, julle hoef nie bekommerd te wees nie, want hy los julle vanmiddag met 'n geskenk, en daardie geskenk is vrede, the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Hy sê, moet dit echter nie verwar met die oppervlakkige vrede van hierdie wêreld nie. Dit is vrede wat iemand net by my kan kry. Daarom hoef julle nie gespanne of selfs bang te voel oor die toekoms nie. Ons lewe in 'n tyd waar soveel dinge gebeur reg rondom ons, en van hierdie goedere maak ons bekommerd. As dit die kinders is nie, as dit die huwelik, as dit die huwelik is nie, dan is dit die werk, as dit die werk is nie, dan is dit finansies. Alles reg rondom jou maak jou so overwhelmed dat jy bekommerd raak. Maar die ons Here Jesus Christus maak ons vanmôre, hy verseker ons vanmôre dat ons hoef nie gespanne of bang te voel nie, want God is met ons. Luisteraars, dit is weer eens vanmôre 'n groot voorreg om dan een van ons sprekers wat hier by die studio is te introduce. I am here to just introduce one of our speakers this morning. Her name is Teacher Natalie Apples, all the way from Goodwood. Natalie Apples, I just want you to introduce yourself. Just greet the listeners out there. And you are so welcome to be part of us in radio, at Radio Cape Pulpit. Thank you for coming to share your testimony with us this morning. We are filled with warmth of the Holy Spirit that is in our midst, and I know that somebody will be touched and blessed by your testimony this morning. Can you please greet the listeners in Jesus' name? Amen.
Amen. First of all, I first would like to thank God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I would like to thank you, my family, and I thank you for listening and giving me this opportunity that I can share my testimony with you. And may God bless you as you're all sitting and listening, what the Lord has done for me. Amen.
Amen. That is our teacher in the studio with me, which is Teacher Natalie Apples. I'm about to read her biography, but before I do that, our theme this afternoon is in a book of 1 Samuel chapter 8:16. 1 Samuel chapter 16. Hallelujah. It says the theme is rejected but gracefully restored for his purpose. Somebody can come and testify this afternoon about her being rejected by her own parents, but by the grace of God, she is restored. We also heard that story in the book of 1 Samuel of David that was overlooked by his own family, but yet he became an anointed king. I don't know who has looked down at you. I don't know who has turned their back on you. But one thing I can tell you, God is about to anoint you and restore you in Jesus' name. We're quickly going to go for a short break and we'll be back soon. God bless. Stay tuned. Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in with Cape Pulpit, Radio Cape Pulpit. I am here at a studio, as I've said, with teacher Natalie Apples, and I'm not wasting time. This woman have a testimony and a half. Let us just close our eyes as we give God praise for this theme and for our Father, Lord. We come before you. We humble ourselves before the throne of grace. We say thank you, Daddy. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for this hour. Lord, it's about you. It's not about us. It was never about us. It was always about you. Father, Lord God, here is your daughter. Teacher Natalie is in the studio. Father, Lord God, as she's about to share her testimony to glorify your name, bless her. Bless those listeners that are listening to her testimony. And let somebody's life be changed and transformed through her testimonies. Thank you, O God, for the program of grace fully restored for your purpose. Thank you, Daddy. We give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much, listeners. You are blessed and welcome back. And I want to give God praise for this wonderful day that he has granted unto us. We are wrapping the Women Month. Phenomenal women out there. Great women, strong women, powerful women. We give God praise for your life. I'm going to read a biography of Sister Natalie. This week, I welcome Teacher Natalie Apples from the Lighthouse Kingdom Church, Bonteville, a devoted mother, devoted grandmother, and a great grandmother. Teacher Natalie lives with a heart full of love for the Lord and joy for the souls that are won for God's kingdom. Together, they unpack the theme, rejected but gracefully restored. So I'm giving it over to you, Teacher Natalie. Welcome back to the studio, and I want to thank the Lord for your life. Please, I know you have so much to share, and I'm not wasting time. Please get in there and share your testimony with us. God bless.
Amen. Amen. My testimony that I would like to share today is, it's about myself when I was very, very young. Mm-hmm. I was a young lady that was not really into the world. I didn't know a lot of things about the outside world. Mm. My parents, my father, especially my father, was a very strict man. We weren't even allowed to bring friends home. So that kept us very captive with inside our home appearance as a family. And as the time went on, at the age of 15, I got a little bit of a freedom, not freely set by my father, but by myself, and freely I met somebody and got involved with a guy at the age of 15. And what happened is I fell pregnant. And when I got to find out at a later time, my father was not very happy with me. And then he threw me out of the house. I had nowhere to go. No one really that wanted to help me. I didn't know which way to turn, because now my father rejected me. 15 years old. I didn't know what to do at that time. Then the boy I got pregnant with spoke to his mother. And then his mother agreed for me to come and live there. But that is where everything started to go in the wrong direction for me. I lived there. I gave birth at the age of 16. I gave birth to my son. And when, as my time when I was there, I thought, okay, I need to find myself a job. Found myself a work. Now my nightmare started. As I get home every night, my boyfriend will get me at the bus stop and then I know I'm going to get beaten up. And it carried on like this for about 2 to 3 years. I'm now at the age of 18, 19 years, going in for 19. Then I decided no more about this life, what I'm going through here. I have to do something for myself, to look after myself, to protect myself, and to protect my son. His mother at that time was old. She was very old already. And then I told her that I cannot live like this. I'm going to leave. And she kept it a secret because she was very fond of me, not telling him. And she knew how abusive he was towards me, but she couldn't do anything. And then I started to make plans to move out of that house. And what I did is, I moved out like a thief. No, he was not even aware that I'm going to move out. I took my child with me, which was now a year old, going 1, 2 years old. But I didn't know where to go. But I'm planning just to get out of the situation where I'm in. And I ended up in Mitchell's Plain with my son. But then I couldn't go back to work because I had a child with me that is stopping me now from to do what I need to do, to go and work. I ended up bringing the child back to his grandmother, which was my boyfriend's mother, because that was the only family he knew. He didn't know my parents. He didn't know that grandmother. He didn't know that grandfather from that side, from my side. He didn't know my family from my side. He only knew his father's family. So what we did, what I did is, I left the child there. And I went my own way. In the beginning, I knew I had a child I need to support. Every time I go there, I get beaten up because now he's angry with me because I moved out. There was at the time that he even choked me, that I passed out. When I woke up, I was lying on the floor. That is how aggressive he became towards me. Every job that I had, he finds out where I work, then he comes for me. Then eventually one day, I said, enough is enough. And I moved in Mitchell's Plain to another place, and he couldn't find me there. I, as a mother, stopped going to go get my son. As the time went on, I didn't even end up going to go visit him. I cut myself completely off from that child because of the father that is abusing me. And that child grew up without me, without having a mother, securing, loving him, and being there as a mother. I completely forgot about him, totally forgot about him, and I carried on with my life. Forgetting there's another child that I have. Not acknowledging him even to my family. So that is something I really don't want people to do when they have a child.
Oh, wow. Teacher Natalie, I'm just going to have to interrupt you there. I will ask you some few questions, but we're quickly going to go for a break. I see that Tinka is here. I will get back to them. Morning, Sister Tinka. Morning, Michelle. Evangelist was with us last week in the studio. She's listening, and I will get back to you soon. God bless you. We're quickly going to go for a break. Welcome back. Thank you so much, listeners, for tuning in. You are back. Radio Cape Pulpit with Pastor Elizabeth Guma. And I'm here at a studio with a beautiful lady, phenomenal woman, teacher Natalie Apples. That song that plays was from Rhett Walker, All Joy, No Stress. All Joy, No Stress. The previous one was from Willem de Jager, Stof en Rien. Yeah. So thank you so much. Thank you so much, teacher Natalie, for your story. But before I go to the questions, I see Tinka is in the house. Tinka, we greet you. I can see you are in the house. Thank you so much. And I see Evangelist Michelle is also in the house. You are welcome, woman of God. You said we overcome him by our testimony and by the word. By the word of our testimonies and by the blood of the Lamb. That is what was doing. When we share the testimonies, we are overcoming the enemy that thought that he is done with us. Wat gedink het hy is klaar met ons. So one question, a question that I wanted to ask you, teacher Natalie. By the time you choose to walk away or walk out of your parents' house and you went to your boyfriend's parents' home, what happened then? Did your parents ever look out for you? Did they search for you? Did they ask around for you? Because you were only 15 years old. You were so young. What happened to the parents? Your own biological parents?
What happened there is my mother was very concerned about me. But because of who my father was, he was an abusive man. Mm. And that is why she had that fear to come and look for me. So, no, they didn't.
No, they didn't, because mom was afraid of daddy.
Mom was afraid of
daddy. And they no longer, they both passed on, isn't
they
it?
Both passed on,
they
yes.
both passed on. And what was the relationship then, woman of God? Because you have given birth to this beautiful young son, and you that was raised by you, by the way, and the mother of your boyfriend's mother and father that raised the son up. And then you also make mention the abuse started there. Because this young boy started to... He started to abuse you. You said you got beaten by him, and also you got choked by him. When that occurred, I know it's many years back. What did the mother or the dad or the father of this young man did? What did they do? Did they try to stop him, preventing him from assaulting you or abusing you, or what did happen?
The young man's mother, the father was passed on already at that time when I met him, yes. But the mother... She couldn't really had any control over him because he was a bit on the older side. Mm. So she could do nothing really to stop him. That is why he could do it so freely. And that is why she understood when I said to her, I'm walking out of this relationship. I cannot take this relationship anymore. And she supported me in that. Mm. But see, it's like... She couldn't do anything. She couldn't control him to stop what he is busy doing.
Sure. So he was really possessed with anger.
Yes.
Yes, he was possessed with
jealousy,
anger.
Jealousy, very jealous.
Very
he
jealous.
He had a lot of jealousy on him.
Oh, my God. And how old was he again?
He was only 19.
Oh, my God.
He was 19. He was 4 years older than me.
My God. And he was also done with school by then?
Yes, he was. Yeah, he was done with school.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, men or women of God, you also make mention that you went because you were looking for a job. But every time you find a job, because you needed to work and look after your little child, which was now your son, then he comes and he was looking for you. And then he will start to beat you up again and all the assault will start all over again.
Yes, that happened at every job where I went to. Even the managers was already so informed about him. And then they will come and hold me and tell me he's standing outside. You know, that is how I knew sometimes. Or the manager maybe will give me a lift just to get away from where I'm working so that he don't find me. And that was such an embarrassing moment of my life. And many times still he will beat me up so then I have blue eyes. Then I go to work to show them this is what happened, you know, and that is how come they get to know what my history was with this man.
He was very abusive, I must say. And then the other thing, woman of God, is then you eventually managed to escape out of his hands, you know, and looking, you went to Mitchell's Plain and you left the child behind. How was the relationship then with your own child, with the son's mother? Was the relationship good for you to be able just to leave him there and go on your own and left the child with him?
Yes, the relationship was actually very good because he understood that I needed to work. Okay. And that is why she allowed me. And they were the only family I could think of where I knew the child would be safe, even though the father was very abusive towards me, but he loved his son. Mm. So I felt safe to leave the child with the grandmother and not with other strangers. She was very supportive regarding that.
Oh, thank you so much.
That I could leave the child in.
Wow. And now, Natalie, I will allow you to continue with your testimony. Then eventually you managed to escape or to leave the boy and you went to look for a job and you live in Mitchell's Plain. Can you take it from there? How old was the boy then?
When I moved to Mitchell's Plain, then he was about 3-4 years old. Okay. He was about that age. I often used to go and visit him. Like I said in the beginning, I used to go and visit him. I used to go drop some money off. I looked after him in the beginning, but that was also not a very good thing that I did regarding the father, because when he got hold of me every time when I used to go there, and then I started to fear. I said, nah, I need to. And I just started to stay away. I'm 18, 19 years old, so I'm also like, I didn't know which way to go because I didn't really have support of grown-ups in that time of my life. I didn't have any support. So I had to look after myself and I had to look after the child and I have to make decisions. What am I going to do? And I ended up in Mitchell's Plain, like I said before. So what happened in Mitchell's Plain is I went to go live with my granny. My granny took me on, and from that point onwards, I could start to build up my life again. But then I went into another direction. Instead of looking after my child, going for him and stuff, I cleaned up, totally forgot about my child that is there. Mm. My point, what I'm making today is, which I didn't understand when I was at that age, that I was actually rejecting him. Mm. I was rejecting him. I didn't make time for him anymore. I didn't go there. So that child grew up without me. And I never acknowledged him. Mm. And that was the sad part. I didn't tell people about him. The new people that I started to meet in my life, I didn't tell them I have a son. Even the churches I attended, where I went to, they never knew about this child that was so hidden deep inside of my secret. I never told my husband in the beginning when I met him. We went out for 7 years before we got married. But I never told him that I had a son until one day. I just decided I need to tell him about this child that I have. And then I mentioned it to him. I said to him, I have a son, you know, that is now, I think he, by that time he was about 10, 11 years old already.
Sure.
And I allowed, then afterwards, I started to contact him. Then I wanted to get to know him. Mm. But the damage was already done.
Yeah, sure.
You know, that wow. Because he didn't know me. Mm. He got to know me. I'm his mother, but there was no bond between the two of us.
Wow. So let me interrupt you again there. Sorry. There was no bond. But you went into a relationship with another man and you never told him about your son, isn't it?
Yes.
And then there was no relationship. So the same feeling that you had, which is when you left your home, you feel unwanted. You feel so unloved by your own parents. And little did you know that this is a generational spirit curse, because now the same feeling that happened to you is the same thing that has happened to your son now. Because you also now feel rejected because you have rejected him. All right. We'll be back soon. Natalie, I'll come back with my questions. We will quickly have to go for a break. Eh? God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome back, listeners. You are here with Pastor Elizabeth at Radio Cape Pulpit. Please, if you want to send in your WhatsApp, your messages, WhatsApp number is 0817291657. I repeat it, 0817291657. Thank you so much, Teacher Natalie. I'm not going to waste time. I just want to go back to your testimony. I want you to explain to the listeners. I think you said you got married, or you meet a person, you met a person, which eventually happened to be your husband, and you opened up. You told him about your son. By that time, your son was just 8 years old plus. And then what happened? Did you reconcile with your child? Did you take your child back? And did you raise him up by yourself with your husband or your late husband? Can you tell us more about that? And I also want to tell you, listeners, that I want us to know that Jesus also faced rejection. We know that in the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 3, he faced rejection. In the book of John 1, verse 11. So who are we? If we go through all this, we must always know that we have a very big God that is always by our side. And I believe the woman of God that is sitting here opposite me, she's no longer feeling rejected, but she is totally restored by the grace of God. Over to you, woman of God. Can you let us know, it happened that you met your husband and you got married, you took your child in, and then what happened? How was the relationship then? Let us know. And how many kids do you have?
I got married, but before I got married, I told my husband about it. That I have a child and this is my situation. And then he agreed that I can take the child with me, but the father of my child didn't allow me to do that. So my son never grew up with me because the father wouldn't. He said, and I couldn't fight him because he raised him. Mm. He raised him, so I couldn't fight him. So my son kept on living there. But me as a mother still didn't fight for it. I just left it. I left everything as it is. I got in contact with him, but not as I was supposed to get in contact with him. My friends that I had for many years also didn't know about him. I only came clean about my son about 2-3 years ago. That I came out clean to tell everybody that I have a son.
2-3 years ago?
Yes. Mm. Mm. So nobody, a lot of people that knew me didn't know.
How old was your son then?
Then he was already like in his 30s.
Wow, my God.
But we were together. Like, he will come visit me, but I could see there was like
that bond was not there. The mother,
the bond was, yes, wasn't there. Mm. But God came and he did something new.
Thank you, Lord.
And that the day when I testified in my church that I have a son,
Jesus.
And that day I invited my son. And I invited his wife, I invited my grandchildren to come to the service.
Wow.
And in that service, I said, this is my son, my daughter-in-law, and my grandchildren, where everybody was, a lot of people were shocked to hear. I came clean out.
Mm.
And after I did that, then God came through for me. A bond was broken. That brokenness that we had was broken.
Mm.
And then I always remember this word, Proverbs 10:22, where it says, the blessing of the Lord makes a person rich and he adds no sorrow. And when that blessing came, my son and myself, we got connected. I got connected with my grandchildren. I got connected with my great-grandchildren. I've got a daughter which lives in America. I've got a grandson that is in America. And but my concentration today is on my son that is here with me. Amen. And I am so blessed to have him. Whatever I need, I can pick up that phone and tell him, sure, this is what I need. And he will do it for me. And but before I did that, I asked him to forgive me. Amen. I said to him, I weren't there for you as a mother. But I ask you to forgive me that I wasn't there for you as a mother, that I stole that motherhood love that you were supposed to get from me as a child, that I stole it from you and I rejected you. I said, but you need to forgive me. You need to forgive me so that I can live and have a relationship with you. And his words to me was, Mother, there is nothing to forgive. I already forgave you long time. That is why you could come to me. That is why you could bond with me immediately after I broke that chain. That chain that was holding us, I broke it in church, in God's house, I broke it. So
when Natalie, when you can track back, as I've said earlier on, rejection is a spirit on its own. And if you can look back in your past life, where can you trace, or where did you trace the rejection? Because it happened to you, you were rejected by your parents, and all of a sudden it happened to your child. You had no choice. Not that you rejected him, but your child's father, he didn't allow you to go and visit your son. So if you can look back, how can you trace it? What is the root of this rejection within your family?
Pastor Elizabeth, that is a very good question you're asking me now. God did reveal it to me years ago where it started. Mm-hmm. Rejection is a general, a generational curse.
Yes.
Because as one day as I was sitting in my lounge, the Lord said to me, you were rejected. Mm-hmm. And I said, rejected, Lord, from whom? Mm-hmm. And he said to me, you were rejected in your mother's womb already. Oh. Your grandmother, he said, your grandmother, your father's mother rejected you and she didn't accept you as her granddaughter. When because she said I wasn't my father's child, so she rejected me. And yet they said I had a full I was a full out, I was a Samuels. There was the first rejection was from my grandmother, from my father's side, that rejected me in my mother's womb already.
Listeners, so can you really see that generational curses are real? Because this has happened to her mom, by the time she conceived her in the womb, she was already rejected. But then I love the scripture, woman of God, in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11, where he said, I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper, plans not to harm you, and to give you a great future. And did God not give you that great future?
Yes.
Did God not give you the great future? I love what you say in the book of Proverbs, chapter 10, verse 22. It said, the blessings of the Lord has made you rich. It has added no sorrow. Yes, you were rejected. Yes, you went through all the pain, through all the rejection, through all the abuse, but you're still standing. The Lord has blessed you with your children, and your great-grandchildren. Isn't that so?
Yes, amen.
Wow. And how was the relationship now with your husband, I believe late husband, and your son? Just a minute to let me know, how was that? How was the relationship between
you? He accepted him because for me, my belated husband loved children.
Wow.
So he did accept him. And my daughter also accepted him because I told her that you've got a brother and this is your brother and that. And they actually communicated very well because he was more matured. He was much older than she is. And there was times that they used to come and fetch her, my daughter, and she used to spend time with him. So the relationship was restored.
The relationship was restored. But before we continue, we're going to go for a short break. Once again, as they altijd lekker om die breaks te nemen, maar ik het hier kiezen niet. Stay tuned. We'll be back soon. Welcome back, listeners. We came to the last few minutes before we end this program of Gracefully Restored for His Purpose. I am here with me at the studio with Teacher Natalie that shared her testimony, and that is how we can overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimonies. That was a mouthful, Natalie. I want to thank the Lord first of all for your life. It wasn't easy for you, but by the grace of God, I want to thank the Lord that you managed to reconcile with your son, and we have also traced the root of this rejection in your family, and you break that. And you have done that so beautifully when you stood in front of the whole congregation and acknowledged your son as your own biological son. And I believe that day the spirit of rejection break there and there. And we want to thank the Lord for your life. I see there's some people. Tinka, I see you. I see you. I thank God for your life. And also Vili, all the way from Johannesburg. Thank you for being in the house. I hope you are blessed by Teacher Natalie's testimony. Teacher Natalie, before we round up, I want to find out from you, how is it? Did you manage to forgive Mama, Papa? I believe they lied, your own parents. And I know you have forgiven your son, and your son has forgiven you as well. But did you also manage to forgive your own parents from rejecting you before they pass on?
Yes, most definitely. Post Elizabeth, that was the first thing I had to do, was to forgive them.
Beautiful.
Before they passed on, I went to them and I made right with them. I asked them to forgive me also. Because I wasn't that perfect. I also was in a wrong. I was young. And yes, I asked them forgiveness.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Natalie. Thank you so much. What do you want to say to the listeners before you can say goodbye to them? What is it that you want to bring out of your testimony? What is it that they must learn today?
What I would like to say is today is forgiveness is the most important thing in this whole relationship. And pain, we mustn't let pain overtake us. We must deal with it. And through forgiveness, pain will go, love will come. And understanding, we need to understand in the situation where we're in also, how does this whole story works, where did we go wrong. So I would just like us to learn from this, whatever rejection comes our way, that we need to deal with it and not leave it undone. Like I've left it for so long, for so many years, I didn't deal with this rejection. So I wasted 30 years of my life I could have had with my son. I wasted it because I waited that long. But deal with it as soon as you can. Don't let it overtake your life for you missing out your relationship with your family. But forgiveness is the most important thing, because then love can overtake that forgiveness.
Thank you so much. There you heard it from the mouth of the lady that has given the testimony, which is Teacher Natalie. Forgiveness is the key. You are sitting there outside listening to our voice and listening to the testimony. Please, my dear sister, please, my dear brother, uncle, aunt, please try to forgive. I know sometimes it is not easy. Rejection is real. Some families up until today, they don't talk to one another because of the spirit of rejection and the spirit of unforgiveness. So it is very important you have reconciled with your whole family, and now you are with your son, you are with your daughter that is in America, and also how many grandchildren do you have for a matter of it?
I have 7 grandchildren.
Beautiful. Proverbs 10 is coming. You see, now the Lord has blessed you. God has blessed you. He said, the blessings of the Lord has made you rich. It has added no sorrow. So please, my family out there, let's learn to let go and let God. There's nothing that happens under the sun that God doesn't know about. We have to say goodbye to each and every listeners out there. I love you, and I hope and I trust that you are blessed. We'll definitely bring her back into the studio. Teacher Natalie, thank you so much. Do you want to say goodbye to the listeners?
Yes, I would just like to say thank you very much for each and every one that that listened to my testimony. And I hope that God can restore whatever that is in our lives. You must have an awesome and a blessed day.
Thank you so much, listeners, to me as well. From my heart to your heart, I love you. Thank you for tuning in and for listening to our live stream today on Facebook. God bless. Shalom.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.